This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. From those inflation numbers we talked about earlier, it does seem consumers are generally slowing down a bit in the spending department, which ties into the other bit of economic data that came out today, consumer sentiment. It tanked to all-time lows early this summer when gas prices spiked. Now, since then, there's been a bit of improvement. Today's numbers from the University of Michigan's Consumer Survey were up 5% from November to December. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, who commuted part of the way to work in snowshoes today, has more.
One key reason consumer sentiment has improved a bit is gas prices, down from $5 a gallon on average in early summer to around $3 a gallon now.
Gas prices are very important.
Joanne Hsu directs the University of Michigan Consumer Surveys.
It's a price on the street all the time. It doesn't matter whether or not you drive or whether or not you're the one doing the grocery shopping. Everyone sees those prices.
As it's gotten cheaper to fill up, consumers have cheered up. But only a little, says Jesse Wheeler at polling firm Morning Consult.
The economic mood across the United States remains very grim. Food prices and the prices of other essentials are still rising pretty quickly. Consumers are very aware of this.
Because, he says, they've been running out of cash.
As inflation has continued to outpace wage gains throughout the year, many households are being forced to tap into savings and credit usage, and this is largely unsustainable.
One reason consumers aren't even more downbeat is that unemployment is still really low. Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos says most workers remain confident they'll keep their jobs. And while people are hearing headlines about job cuts in high tech and high finance,
only until we actually see people start losing their jobs in large numbers would we see consumer sentiment really dive off a cliff.
Still, consumers are uneasy, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
This general environment of economic uncertainty, everyone talking more and more about a recession,
which is likely to weigh on consumer sentiment and dampen consumer spending well into 2023. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.